What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. Over this last weekend, the UN-brokered peace talks regarding Yemen broke down, and the fighting has resumed around the port city of Hodeidah. And it's getting very intense. 84 people have been killed, consisting of 11 of the Saudi soldiers and 73 of the Houthis. And apparently a lot of people were also wounded. So that's going on. And part of the problem was the rebels refused to leave Yemen for the talks in Geneva, saying the United Nations had not met their demand, including a plane to transport their wounded to nearby Oman and a guarantee their delegation would be allowed to return to the capital, Sana'a. Because Saudi Arabia, which is controlling the airspace over Yemen, had previously indicated they weren't going to allow the Houthis even to leave Yemen to go to the peace talks. Well, that caused a bit of a stir, and the UN said, no, you've got to let them go to Geneva. But for some reason, the Houthi delegates were thinking they could be up there in Geneva and stuck there and not get back. That's how little they trust the Saudis. Now, interestingly enough, apparently there is a growing argument, if you will, regarding the continuation of the Yemen war between the Saudi Arabian King Salman and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. And it's a rare show of discord, but basically, say, the war is becoming unpopular in Saudi Arabia. It's costing a lot of money. It's not really bringing anything to Saudi Arabia. And it's actually causing a lot of harm because Spain's defense ministry has now canceled the delivery of laser-guided bombs to the Saudi Arabian government, specifically noting that Riyadh's war in Yemen has seen some 10,000 people killed and an estimated 5 million people displaced. So it describes this war as between the government headed by exiled President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi and the Houthi political opposition. Well, Hadi was the installed puppet from the previous U.S. intervention, and the people of Yemen didn't like the way he was running their country for somebody else's benefit. So they basically kicked him out. That's why he's in exile. The Houthis are the actual government of Yemen. Nobody wants to acknowledge it. They're trying to bring back the internationally approved government. Well, you know something? I remember back there in that Declaration of Independence where it said governments are instituted among men deriving their just power from the consent of the governed, meaning the people within the country itself. And all of a sudden we have these other countries coming on in saying, we'll decide what government you're going to have. Apparently, there's a group of people, a group of countries already meeting to decide on a new constitution for Syria. Isn't that up to the people of Syria? So, again, it's a covert neocolonialism here. The United States has now authorized $1.2 billion with a B in military aid to Egypt. This was done by Mike Pompeo, overriding previous human rights concerns that had held up the funding. Apparently, Pompeo's out there, human rights, human schmites, here's your money, go for it. Now, remember what I was saying about the longer the U.S. occupies countries, the stronger the resistance will get? Here's an interesting story. This was in no less than the Los Angeles Times. And it's saying 17 years after 9/11, Al-Qaeda may be stronger than ever. Remember, George Bush was vowing to starve terrorists from funding, turn them one against the other, drive them from place to place until there is no refuge or rest. But far from vanquishing Al-Qaeda and its various franchises, U.S. policies in the Middle East have encouraged their spread. Most notably, the fact that the U.S. has been arming and supplying al-Qaeda to use as a proxy against Assad. Now, we had a caller on the line about this a little bit earlier. The Trump administration is going to shutter the Palestine Liberation Organization's office in Washington, D.C., because the Palestinians are trying to bring a lawsuit against Israel to the International Criminal Court. And Trump has gone further, saying that they're going to threaten the International Criminal Court with sanctions. And John Bolton came on out saying the United States will always stand with our friend and ally Israel, no matter what terrible atrocities they do, because what's an atrocity among friends? I mean, really, you know, get real here. All right. Couple of very interesting, bizarre stories. We're going to first of all do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are rejoining the network. The Prime Minister of Abkhazia, Gennady Guglia, died in a traffic accident on Saturday evening. And here's what's interesting. Nobody else in the motorcade was injured, but he died in the accident. Nobody else was injured. That strikes me as a little unlikely. Meanwhile, over in Moldova, their president, Igor Dodon's motorcade, collided with a truck on the Strasani Kalasari Highway. He is now in the hospital. Two so close together? I'm not so sure. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones here to Errol in the Netherlands. Aloha, Errol. Welcome to the show. Long time no hear from. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Mike. Hold on. I got an... Yes, hello. It's a long time no speak. I just want to say that the Dutch, they don't give any more financial support to the moderate rebels / opposition. So that's a good thing.
And, yes.
It's just announced. So I think, and they say in the article in NOS, that's the Nederlandse Omroepstichting, they say, it's the Dutch broadcast Stichting, whatever, they say the defeat is imminent. So they also see that it's coming. So I also see that it's coming. And I find it's a positive thing. And I hope America and John Bolton, what the funny I was laughing at John Bolton. John Bolton said, well, if you try us at the ICC, at the International Criminal Court, we're going to sanction you. So John Bolton wants to sanction the International Criminal Court. Well, that's something new. It's not a country.
He's threatening to do is sanctioning any nations that try and take the U.S. or Israel to the International Criminal Court, which I think qualifies as a global obstruction of justice.
But for John Bolton to say it, I find it ironic. It's perfect timing, don't you think?
Yes.
thank you for taking my call, Mike. Have a nice.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Over in North Korea, they're having a big celebration for their 70th anniversary of the country's founding. As is usually the case when they have these celebrations every year, there's a military parade. What was interesting is this parade did not include any of the long-range ballistic missiles. They were notably absent, maybe dropping a hint that Kim Jong-un is willing to back down on some of these issues. Now, you wouldn't know that to read or see the American corporate media, because a report came back from North Korea from one of the negotiators that Kim Jong-un hasn't started denuclearization. And the media immediately turned that around to Kim Jong-un refusing to denuclearize. Well, the diplomat, the negotiator, was even quoted in the actual article saying Kim Jong-un is waiting for a sign from the United States that they intend to keep their half of the bargain. And I said right from the beginning, this is going to be the impasse. Kim Jong-un has made some concessions. He shut down the nuclear test site. He's torn down the missile testing stand. He sent back the remains of U.S. soldiers from the start of the Korean War. He's allowing people from South Korea to travel to North Korea to see people they haven't seen since the DMZ went up. And he and Moon Jae-in are talking about permanently reopening the rails and roads over the DMZ. Going to be a mess to clean up under there, but they're talking about it. They're pushing toward reunification. And that's what's going on. But the U.S. is still out there screaming, no, North Korea, you have to do what we want, and then we'll do something nice. But Kim Jong-un is waiting for the U.S. to do something to show their commitment to their half of the deal, like to stop having all these naval drills off the coastline and to formally declare an end to the Korean War. And the U.S. just insists on doing what the U.S. wants to do. And that does not sit very well with the Asian mindset. U.S. attitude is we'll go anywhere in the world we want to and do whatever we want to, and that will be the end of it. And the reason the United States does not want a formal end to the Korean War is because everybody would say, okay, that's another one the United States did not win. It's been 70 years. I think it's time to let this one go. The U.S. government has this habit of just holding a grudge forever when things don't go their way. I mean, look how long they've kept the blockade, the embargo against Cuba over the Bay of Pigs, proving the U.S. can hold a grudge forever. Now, there's been a bit of a dust-up down in Venezuela. It was revealed over the weekend in the media that the Trump administration was holding meetings with opposition leaders, rebellious officers inside Venezuela's army, to try and urge them to carry out a military coup against Maduro. And it was an astonishing revelation to go public. And Venezuela has now announced plans to hold a massive march tomorrow against Washington's now confirmed attempts to meddle in that country's internal affairs. See, it's bad when other countries do it to us, but it's okay when the U.S. does it to other countries because we're the exceptional country. We're the indispensable country. We're the greatest nation on earth. We have a right to just meddle with other people's countries, but they shouldn't meddle with us. All righty, getting on back to the anonymous New York Times op-ed author. Everybody is out there with their speculations here. As that caller mentioned, John Bolton's name is now on the list. But Mike Allen of Axios is saying his analysis, whoever it is, they're not that senior. That the media, anytime they're quoting an anonymous source within the government, they'll use the word senior to make it sound much more important. But this could be a very low-level person. Now, Michael Caputo says he knows who wrote the anti-Trump New York Times op-ed, and it's actually a woman. So, Judicial Watch has now issued a statement on the Department of Justice Inspector General report on the Clinton email investigation and denounced it as destroying the credibility of the Department of Justice and the FBI. Really? I didn't know they had any left. But basically, the report confirms what Judicial Watch investigated and revealed for nearly 2 years. The Obama Department of Justice and FBI investigation of Clinton was rushed, half-baked, rigged, and irredeemably compromised by anti-Trump and pro-Clinton bias and actions. By the way, little story is surfacing. You know when they seized the files off of Anthony Weiner's laptop? Apparently, there was something that was described in the James Comey files, the FBI files, as child crimes. Now, whether that was Weiner's sexting or something else, we don't know. But that was never made public. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has returned to Instagram and has drawn a million followers, or we're being told he's getting a million followers, And that is fueling speculation. He might be planning to run for president in 2020. Boy, have you noticed how totally subsumed our entire society is in the political process? This entire year has been all about the midterms. They're already talking 2020. You know, in other countries, there are actually limits to the campaign season. That the campaign season starts only so many months before the election. And then everybody's talking about politics. But the rest of the time, the government is there taking care of the country and its people, which we don't get a lot of here in this country. The hearings for Kavanaugh are now over, and it's pretty much assumed that he will be confirmed. But there is a little bit of a wrinkle. Apparently up in Alaska, Senator Lisa Murkowski may be forced to vote against Kavanaugh's nomination. And it has nothing to do with Murkowski being pro-choice and Kavanaugh being anti-abortion. The reason is that Murkowski's seat in the Senate was dependent on votes from native Alaskans who are fiercely opposed to Kavanaugh's nomination. It was because of tribal communities that she won re-election in 2010. So if she hurts them, that may be the end of her political career. Now, in 2010, Murkowski lost the GOP primary to a Tea Party challenger. She then ran as an independent and started a write-in campaign, and to everyone's surprise, actually won the election because of the support of Alaska Natives. And she hasn't forgotten that. So we'll see what will happen with there. All right, a little bit of economic news. Bitcoin rival Ether is leading the $640 billion, with a B, cryptocurrency slump amid trading suspension. And I hate to say I told you so, but when Bitcoin and all this stuff started up, I kept saying it's got the smell of tulips around it, and it's looking like, sadly, that I was right, and I'm sorry for all those people who got burned in it. And if you don't know what I mean by smell of tulips, go on out on a search engine like DuckDuckGo and search for Tulip Mania. And it's history's first recorded instance of an out-of-control investment bubble that went boom, and it caused a huge amount of damage. Now, there's an article here from Information Clearinghouse, and it's responding to the latest claims that the economy created 200,000 new jobs in August. And they're all in these low-paid domestic service jobs, transporting and selling goods, ambulatory healthcare services, waiting tables, mixing drinks. There are no new jobs in manufacturing or in the high-tech clean fingernail jobs that the neoliberal economists promised the American workforce in exchange for letting the industrial and manufacturing jobs go to Asia. That really didn't work on out. Now, the real mystery is how these jobs can possibly have been created when the Bureau of Labor Statistics household data is showing the civilian labor force declined by 469,000 in August, and that 692,000 Americans dropped out of the labor force in August. The numbers don't line up. We're being lied to again. Oh, my stars and garters. They're not being honest with us again over there in the government and the corporate media. They're fibbing. Now, you see a lot of people screaming about welfare cheats, and it's easy to make targets of them because they're at the lower levels of our economic system. But there's an article that came on out, again, from Information Clearinghouse, saying it may be time to take a look at the real welfare cheats, and that is billionaires and ultra-wealthy corporations who are very quietly being given all kinds of government benefits at your expense. For example, Amazon's discounted rate with the Postal Service. Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking about the economic news. And over at Zero Hedge, they have an article authored by Michael Snyder, who has his own blog called the Economic Collapse Blog. And like so many other analysts, he's saying the U.S. is headed for an economic problem. And it's not just the U.S. because of globalism. Much of the world is caught up in this global debt bubble. And we were talking about that last week. And the problem, the reason there is a global debt bubble is because so much of the world are enslaved to these private central banks, which, as I've explained before, they produce more debt than money with which to pay the debt. And the debt grows and grows and grows until the system comes down. Now, in the past, over the last 300 years that they've been playing this scam, when a nation with a private central bank collapsed, the other nations with private central banks would step on in and get them restarted, keep the scam going, keep the people enslaved. But this article is underscoring something I mentioned a long time ago, that we could see the entire private central banking system around the globe come down all at once. And we're going to have to be ready with tar and feathers to make sure they don't try and start that scam up again. Because that's all it was, a legalized counterfeiting scam. But Snyder is saying this chapter of American history is not going to end well, and saying that the U.S. government has been incredibly foolish in the management of our national economy. And I don't know if foolishness is a good word for it. They've been greedy because they're aligned with their friends on Wall Street. And they're really not concerned about how you're doing. A lot of people have been chastising former President Obama because he's sort of broken with past tradition, which is where former presidents basically stayed quiet about their successors. But Obama's making the rounds out there. He's actually stumping for the Democrats for the upcoming midterms. And one of the things he's trying to do is take credit for the current economy, or at least how the current economy is being presented. It's being presented as a success. And Obama's saying, well, I did all of that. And you're seeing the result of the Democrats' effect here. And that's why you should vote for us again in November. So Obama's like a guy who couldn't open the jar for 8 years. Then Trump opens it and Obama's running around saying, well, I loosened it for you. So nobody's really taking him all that seriously on any of this stuff. Tomorrow, of course, is the anniversary of 9/11, and we're going to be spending pretty much the entire show talking about that. One of the aspects of 9/11 is how on September 10th, 2001, the Secretary of Defense got up there, Rumsfeld got up there, and acknowledged the Pentagon had lost $3.5 trillion. And it turned out it was actually a lot worse than that. Should have been the financial military scandal of the year. But fortunately for Donald Rumsfeld, the next day, 9/11 happened and the media was off and chasing Osama bin Laden. And where all that money went just was sort of forgotten. Well, it's happened again. Reuters is actually reporting that the United States Army's finances are so jumbled up, it had to fudge its accounts by trillions of dollars to make the books look like they're balanced. Nobody knows if money went missing. Nobody knows where it all went. They just cooked the books to say, see, it's all balanced. There it is. And the Defense Department's Inspector General came out last June and said the Army made $2.8 trillion in wrongful adjustments to accounting entries in one quarter alone in 2015 and $6.5 trillion for the entire year. And the Army did not have receipts or invoices to support any of those numbers. They simply made them all up. So if you're thinking that the fact that we spend so much money on our military gives us an automatic advantage over countries like Russia and China that spend much less, it may be time to let that illusion go because of the huge amount of waste and corruption and fraud. The Pentagon is like a giant money motel. The money goes in, but it doesn't come out. And much of the money that has been poured into the defense establishment, mostly for offense, has been spent in all these other countries that the U.S. has been invading. So I'm not ready to assume that in a confrontation with Russia and China, the U.S. will automatically prevail. I'm actually very concerned that they won't be able to and that they will resort to the nuclear arsenal. Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to talk about immigration and refugees and that kind of stuff here. Ann Coulter was on Tucker Carlson's show saying that Trump just needs to build the wall and not wait for Congress because we're being invaded, which is absolutely accurate. And Coulter said Trump's getting bad information from his staff and cited as an example the false claim Assad used chemical weapons on his own people, which she said was later shown not to be true. So I'm not the only one who's thinking that what we're seeing coming out of the White House is not necessarily Trump himself, but Trump being manipulated by those around him. Trump needs to remember he is the president and he's got to put on those presidential brass knuckles. And he's got to start making some decisions here. He campaigned on stopping the illegal immigrants, and he's got to understand that the Democrats are counting on the illegal immigrant vote to retake Congress this November. And if they retake Congress, they're going to try and impeach him. And all the investigations into Obama and the FBI and the Department of Justice are all going to be shut down. Over at the Costa del Sol, apparently there's been yet another boat crammed with migrants that washes up on the beach. and they all scurry on out and jump into a waiting van to be driven off. Vacationers are saying it's just happening on a regular basis. Okay, there's going to be another immigration rally at Chemnitz. Apparently, a 22-year-old German national was killed late on September 8th in a clash with a group of Afghan citizens. And the German national was fatally stabbed in the city of Kothen, located in the Saxony-Anhalt state. And apparently two suspects, both Afghan citizens, have been arrested. So from the German point of view, they're being butchered like cattle, and they're ready to start fighting back. Now, the anti-immigration party in Germany, to nobody's surprise, is surging in popularity. This whole open borders, New World Order thing is self-destructing. Because apparently a bunch of liberals funded by George Soros got together and said, wouldn't it be wonderful? Wouldn't it be nice? And didn't understand human nature and the ramifications of taking two different cultures and cramming them together. You can't change human nature. You can control it, and it does need to be controlled to have civilized society, but you can't change it. Where the liberal agenda, the liberal philosophy has failed is their belief that human nature can be changed. If you change the environment, you change the way the brain works. That's, they honestly believe that. That when you are born, there is nothing in your mind to begin with. Nothing at all. That you don't inherit instincts from your ancestors. And that's why they keep messing up so much here. The German government, meanwhile, is getting ready for the Brexit. They're getting ready for all options, including no deal, which is looking more and more likely. In fact, the German military is now basically concerned about what may happen at their borders if there is a no-deal Brexit. Is it going to spark panic all across Europe here? All right, we're going to go to the phones here. Benedict in Iceland, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. What is on my mind is that the Grand Solar Minimum has started, and 33-year yes. cooling cycle has started also. Yep. And then we are in 400-year cycle on the sun, who also happened that the Swedes, the Scandinavian, they went every 400 years attacking Europe. So they will probably attack Europe once more. But every time this happened, there's an economic collapse. And I think we're heading for economic collapse. We can see it now in Argentina, Brazil, South Africa, and Turkey, and Iran, and Pakistan, and Germany, and Scandinavia, and even the United States, that the weather has changed. And the crop losses are now being published. The banks are probably counting their losses. And then you see it on the balance sheet, and the crash will start, just like 1929. And I don't think
very
we can escape this one.
The difference, though, is that in 1929, the economies of different countries were still very much isolated and protected by their national borders. Today, it's very different, and we're seeing more and more people come on out and say, when this crash happens, it will be global. 2008 was the warning sign because of economic globalism. What should have been an America-only economic catastrophe turned out to be a disaster that spread all over Europe and almost brought down the entire Europe banking system.
I'm absolutely agree with you there. And I think, as we can see it now in South America, this will spread now to Europe and all over the world. And I don't see any way we can avoid this. Because you cannot
there's no way
money.
You can avoid it because the banking system, based on private central banking, has to self-destruct because by its very design, it produces more debt than money with which to pay the debt. And what they can do is keep on creating new money to try and inflate the debt away, but it's just more debt. And the people who set up this system, they didn't care that it was going to blow up somewhere down the road. You know, they enjoyed their lives of wealth and privilege and luxury, and they had lots of wild parties, and they thought life was really being very good, and they went to their graves perfectly happy with the lives that they had led, and completely unconcerned that somewhere down the road there has to be a crash that is going to hurt ordinary people, because bankers don't care about ordinary people. Bankers care about money. That's why they're bankers.
I agree with you that. The last time when this happened in Europe, Europe went into 30-year war and half the population died.
Yes.
That's how bad it was. So we can expect a hell going loose, and we can see the pirates are starting now in Venezuela. But they will be all over Europe. Everybody who has boat will go try to find the food.
I fear that you're right. I fear that you're right. And it's very frustrating for me because I've spent one third of my entire lifetime trying to get the world off of this course toward a global war. And we've seen all these disasters like Gulf oil, Fukushima, that are straining an already overstressed food supply network. And I don't know. Maybe the depopulation people are out there cheering for the war because, yes, let's kill off all the human beings and nature will return and it will be beautiful. Reminds me of one of the last Tom Clancy books I really enjoyed was called Rainbow Six. And that was actually the storyline where a bunch of ultra rich people who'd become billionaires decided they didn't want to deal with ordinary ikipu human beings anymore. And they were going to start a major Ebola pandemic to which they were already immune. And it was just going to wipe out the majority of the human race and let nature come on back, and they just thought that was going to be beautiful.
There are all kinds of sick people. But
yes.
Mike, keep the work up, because you're doing a great job, and we need some sane person, because this is going to be a hell of a ride.
And I'm afraid you're right. I'm afraid you're right.
You heard about the Grimm stories, you know, the German story, Grimm stories, Hans and Greta, you know.
Oh, yes.
About the, yes, that's what we are going into, eating each other.
Well, I thought they ate a witch, or the witch wanted to eat them. It's been a while since I was a kid. Anyway, Benedict, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Rick in Arizona. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Can you hear me, Mike?
I hear you just fine.
Okay, good. Yeah, no. You know, Trump got his Supreme Court decision that said he could block the Muslims from those seven countries. That means that's settled law. He could ban anybody. And the wall, Mike, isn't going to stop the people from India or China or from anywhere else around the world. Except what, a wall along Mexico? These Mexicans are not a threat to our national security. So I don't know where...
But they're a threat to our economy. And they're a threat to our political system because they're voting and they shouldn't be. And they're a threat to the public health because they're sneaking through carrying diseases that had previously been eradicated in this country.
Hey, Mike, do you know that the Chinese carry hepatitis like you can't believe, but that they don't say nothing about it? You know that half of China had hepatitis 50 years ago. Okay, there was a huge epidemic, and we don't hear anything about that. And the Mexicans were here long before the Chinese. But this wall thing to me is whatever. I don't know what a word for it. If you really want to stop the Mexicans from coming here, just pass the law that make the businesses can't hire them. We have
there is already a law that says businesses can't hire them. It's called Title 8.
You don't.
And the problem is these laws are not being enforced. And that's really what it comes down to. You've got these mayors and these governors all across the country saying, we're a sanctuary city. Come on in here and we'll give you lots of free stuff, you know, paid for by the legal citizens of this country.
They're flooding the West Coast. You know, Vegas and Southern California, it's all Chinese, man. People out there, don't kid yourself. There's nothing going on in immigration. There's nothing but immigration.
What is your problem with the Chinese? Okay, the Chinese are coming in. They're coming in through the legal immigration process. We're talking about illegal migrants coming up from Mexico. And it's estimated there's like 7.5 million so far, and every day there's more of them.
They're coming in here and they're paying for jobs. You know that? You know, in Vegas, they pay for their jobs. And ordinary white people.
That doesn't make any sense. They're not supposed to be working in the first place. And why would anybody pay for a job? I mean, are they talking about bribing somebody to hire them? And again, it's a Title VIII violation. Okay. Now, I don't know that a wall is going to work so much as just getting the appropriate authorities to enforce the existing laws. We don't need any new laws. We've got the laws. They're on the books. Okay, they're not being enforced, and the Democrats have been blocking every step of the way. The Democrats want this country flooded with illegal immigrants because they can be counted to vote Democratic, and that's why it's just so totally out of control right now as they head into the November midterms. The Democrats are literally counting on the illegal immigrant vote to retake Congress, and that is a threat to the American way of life when you have people who are not supposed to be voting in this country being brought in to vote. It's election fraud on an absolutely massive, massive scale. And the illegal immigrant problem is a major problem. And I think it far outweighs whoever's coming in from China or India, who, by the way, if they're coming in as legal migrants, legal immigrants, they get a medical check. Okay, so the ones who have serious diseases do get turned back. Anyway, thank you for the call, Rick. We're going to let you go. I'm ready to take another phone call from Dan in Illinois. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
A quick hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, I just heard something funny. I got a good one. I seen a report this morning. Argentina devalued their currency to 16 cents on the American dollar. Now, how do you pay off millions and millions of dollars of American a debt you owe to America with 16 cents at a time?
You don't. I mean, that's the problem. If, you know, Venezuela's dollar-denominated debts have just become unpayable.
Yeah, this is Argentina. They're in the same boat, and it's Brazil is going down, and the whole continent. You know, and I remember a year or so ago, all these guys on the like Bloomberg and stuff like that, invest in Brazil, 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 Brazil. It's all they talked about. I wonder how many people
lost big time on that. Emerging markets, but they're all going belly up.
Yeah, big time. But I just thought I'd bring that up. How do you pay off 16 cents on a dollar? You don't.
So, nope.
And they're trying to get IMF loans to do it. So, but I'll let you go.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And, you know, there may be an interesting aspect to this. The fact that other countries are having to devalue their currencies, it may mean that future loans to these countries may be in currencies other than the U.S. dollar. But this is happening around the globe, especially in the emerging markets. And again, it all goes back to that fraud of private central banking, where the banks are allowed to just literally create money out of thin air and then loan it into circulation at interest. And the instant that first pretty printed piece of paper goes into circulation, more money is owed to that private central bank than actually exists. And that is the trap. No matter how hard you work, no matter how much you sacrifice, the debt always outpaces the growth of the money supply. All right, back to the phones here. Lloyd in Arizona, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I wanted to comment on the immigration. The wall, to me, the wall, I think is a bad idea because, in general, you know, governments have been tyrannical, especially ours. And so I don't believe that they think there is another enemy except for the American people. And so I'm pretty sure that's to keep us in or, you know, in some something in, and that's my opinion on it. But as far as, you know, instead of a wall, we need to incentivize the people or de-incentivize immigrants from coming through, you know, the welfare system. Kids get, you know,
that's exactly right. You're exactly right. I mean, under Title VIII, all of these agencies that are giving money or food to the illegal immigrants or giving them shelter or transporting them or giving them jobs, they're all in violation of the law. We don't really need that wall at all. What we need is for the law to be enforced. I mean, back when Eisenhower was president, he shut down the illegal immigration problem, just brought it to a complete halt. It was called Operation Wetback, which would have the liberals screaming about political correctness today. And he did it with only one-tenth of the current assets and resources of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Anyway, Lloyd, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Over in Great Britain, as you know, the clock is running out on the Brexit. There is no deal. Chequers is dead. And it's looking more and more like there's going to be a no-deal Brexit, which is going to cause instant hardship in Great Britain because all of their trade with the rest of the European Union is about to get cut off. And that's going to lead to a lot of shortages. And so the police are bracing for potential riots. In fact, there's even talk of bringing the army in to help maintain order in the event of a no-deal Brexit. So it's kind of a doomsday forecast. I don't understand why the pro-Brexiteers are not already out there trying to set up new deals for trade ready to go into effect the instant Brexit happens. That would make sense to me. Now, Boris Johnson is basically, he's under attack, a lot of smear job going on him, but he's out there saying that he doesn't think Theresa May will be in power for too much longer. And apparently Boris Johnson is thinking that he'd look pretty good at number 10 himself. Now, story coming out of Breitbart, 40% of Jews would seriously consider leaving Great Britain if Corbyn becomes prime minister. Well, I wouldn't get too worried. Look at all the celebrities who promised they would leave the U.S. if Trump won the election. And they're unfortunately, sadly, tragically still here. And I'm not the only one who's saying it's nonsense. Apparently, Professor Jonathan Rosenhead of the London School of Economics is saying it's ridiculous. It's nonsense. And, of course, they're still pushing anti-Semitism, anti-Semitism, even though the Tories caved on in and adopted that ridiculous definition of anti-Semitism. That says criticism of Israel's government is anti-Semitic. That is a dangerous, dangerous situation. Now, Subway sandwich shop, as you know, you go on in there, you pick out the meats you want, and you put your sandwich together. They sort of tend to be healthy, but apparently 185 branches across Great Britain and Ireland have gone halal only. They are removing the ham and bacon from these 185 stores after strong demand from Muslims. Now, it's one thing for Subway to offer halal meals to cater to the Muslim customers who want them, but quite another to stop carrying the traditional ham and bacon the British and Irish want. That's taking this multiculturalism a little too far. Yes, let's be gracious hosts to the Muslims and say we understand you don't like ham and bacon, and that's we're going to have that over here for our customers who do want the ham and bacon. But for the Muslims to come on in and demand that nobody be allowed to have ham and bacon at the Subway stores, that crosses a line. We'll be back after station identification.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.